Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
James, certainly over the next coming days here in Western New York, we're expected to get some bone-chilling temperatures just with air temperatures. And, of course, factoring in the wind chill, it'll probably make it even more colder. Just from your perspective as superintendent at Springville, how are you going about the decision on whether or not to close for the cold?
Right, Brayton. So we definitely are keeping an eye on the cold, and it is anticipated to be very, very frigid. You know, it becomes dangerous at negative 25 degrees, and so that's, we're looking to see when and if it might hit that temperature. The other complicating factor in Springville right now, though, is the amount of snow that we have predicted in our area, both Springville and areas north like Colden and Boston. There seems to be a band sitting over our area right now, and so we're keeping an eye on that band to see how it materializes throughout the day and what it's anticipated to do tomorrow as well.
When it comes to the cold, is there a certain number for you at least where it's a no-go for students if it gets to that point?
Like I said, negative 25 is when it becomes on paper dangerous, and so that's a number that we tend to target.
So that at that point, it's probably more so just a district-to-district thing in terms of maybe what that threshold is to determine whether when it's too cold to have school?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. So I know that in Albany there is the threshold, this new bill that was passed in Albany or being talked about in terms of the maximum temperature that schools are allowed to be open. Do you feel that maybe there should be a threshold on the other side of the spectrum where maybe it hits a certain temperature that it might be not safe for students to be out and about and you know, whether it be on the buses or whatever for school?
Well, I think it does turn out to be a district-by-district decision in some cases because different districts have number of students that walk to school and other districts do not. And I think that's where that consideration needs to be taken into account with the overall temperature to make a decision on whether or not the district should be open when it gets really, really cold.